put your hands together for Screw It, a podcast about wine.
Hello. Oh, yes, keep going.
Please.
Oh, my God, we have an audience. We should do this all the time in my kitchen.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're always going to invite people to your house then. That'll be awesome.
You know, some chairs around the cooktop. That'd be great.
Well, my name is Dawn.
And I'm Lana.
And I'm Jenna.
And you are listening to Screw It, a podcast about wine. Wine improves with age.
We improve with wine.
And we are here at Fearless Comedy Productions.
And we are fearless.
Laughing. Yes. You are super fearless to watch us drink wine. I don't know how you're going to do this, because I think Lana and I would claw people's eyeballs out.
I would claw through any sort of screen to get to the wine.
I know how I'm going to do this.
You're going to drink the wine.
I'm going to drink the wine with you guys. Yeah. I got the best seat in the house.
Yes, you do.
Right in between us. Right. So here we are again at Die Laughing, a 50-hour comedy marathon that supports Fearless Comedy Productions, of which Jenna is one of the main core members of, right?
Yeah,
sweet.
I'm a founding member.
I feel so honored.
Me too. And for those of you listening at home right now, I believe there is still $2,000 away from the $10,000 goal. So if you can donate $2,000 during this, you know, next hour, that would
even $1,000 would be fine.
Even $1,000, it would make us feel really cool here at Screw It, knowing that we raised that much money for someone else. Well, anyways, shall we talk about our theme for today?
Oh, our theme. Let's.
I guess I am. Okay.
Oh my.
Well, yes. It was your idea, so I wanted to give you the opportunity to start out, because then I'll just horn in like I usually do.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay, so our theme to tie along with Die Laughing was we tried to find funny labels or funny names of wine. So I picked up Once Upon a Vine, a big bad red blend, and on the front is like what it looks like the wolf. From whatever that is. We'd be like a nice crescent moon.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. What do you have, Lana?
Well, I went in a different direction. I have Ménage à Trois Midnight.
Ooh.
Oh.
Awesome.
I have had
No.
But not that.
Oh,
I've not had Midnight.
Oh, okay.
Is what
that's
I was
fine.
Saying.
That's fine.
Like, I've had.
I'm sorry, you've
similar.
Had what?
Ménage à Trois.
Oh, that's
oh,
nice.
Really?
Right. You want to tell stories?
Yeah, we can hear stories about this. Or should we open the wine
and start pouring the wine and you can start to talk?
Let's have wine
first. Okay, isn't that how it all starts?
Right.
Right.
Yes,
having
okay.
wine first usually starts a lot of things. Now, Jenna won our silent auction bid here at Die Laughing. Thank you so much for bidding. All that money went straight to Die Laughing. No, I can't remember anymore. It's been
Fearless
a long
Comedy
weekend.
Productions.
Yes, Fearless Comedy Productions. So thank you. And since, as our guest, which bottle would you like to start with?
Well, yes. Here's the question. Do you like
dear.
To start the podcast with a Ménage à Trois or end with a Ménage à Trois?
Or would you like to start with a Big Bad?
Sometimes
I want to start with a Big Bad Ménage à Trois.
Ooh. Well,
I think the Big Bad would
lead
to a Ménage à Trois.
Or unless the Big Bad is the way you felt afterwards.
No. Sad. Let's start with the Big Bad then.
Starting with the Big Bad.
All right, darling.
Okay, so.
Okay, you're going to do a Josh Cragen, are you?
Josh Cragen, in case you guys have never seen this, because now that we have an audience, instead of cutting the foil, just pull it off. Ta-da.
What?
Magic. Don't try that right after you've put on hand lotion.
That's pretty ridiculous.
Once we had three women at a table with just lotioned hands. And, you know, that sounds... Actually,
it does.
They had very slippery hands, and it didn't go so well.
Well, it just took us longer to open up the bottle of wine, which was horrible.
Well, it just took us longer. All right, so let's see. This is our second favorite sound, if I can get it right.
I'm sure you can. I have faith in you.
The last time I really failed.
It's like golf.
It's golf.
Oh.
Well, that was a little pathetic, but at least it made a sound.
Well, it is your name.
No, you know what? It was delicate.
It was, it was wee.
You know,
delicate.
No one ever says delicate in relation to me, so thank you.
She must have already been drinking.
Obvious.
Well, nice. I mean, yes, it's been a long weekend. But...
Yeah. There you are, darling. Blame you for starting to drink.
Oh, look at that. I've already... we were going to put down cards and get the wine on the cards.
Oh,
here.
Dang.
Yeah,
here
one of our cards here.
Yep, we do have some of our screw it cards up here in case you want to grab one so you can actually find us later.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Would you please?
I have presents for the both of you.
Well,
they're not that exciting.
I'm excited.
I am on a podcast called Apropos of Nothing.
Oh, yes.
And so I have some Apropos of Nothing buttons.
Ooh.
For the two.
Oh, nice.
What does yours say, Lana?
It's the same
as yours. Buckle up for the sex.
That is our tagline as we go into each podcast. So.
That's great. I mean, we just improve with wine.
Although last week it was screw it, just hand me the bottle.
Yeah, screw it, just hand me the bottle. Was
nice.
Also
I like that.
I like that one too. All right, so the first thing we do, besides we look at that is beautiful artwork, by the way.
This is great artwork.
It is
beautiful. Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah. I mean, you can come up. I mean, we're not going to bite you.
Unless
you ask.
But that costs me.
Yeah. So it is.
For a donation.
Once Upon a Vine, Big Bad Red.
Okay,
and
so let's
check out the color on this. It's opaque, isn't it?
It's got the garnets.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
I mean, it's almost... I don't know if it's the lighting in here because we're in the super fancy room.
It's a little hard to tell.
But it looks supposed to be enjoyable. Maybe you look like really trying to find birds.
If you get it at the right angle, you get like these just shocks of red through the...
Ooh, very pretty.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, look for the right angle.
Yep.
See, doesn't it look good? Don't you want some?
I want
some. You know you do.
I want some.
All for us.
Yes.
Well,
you could have been.
Yeah. Feel bad now, don't you? All right. So let's take a sniff of this.
Yep.
Mmm. Cherries.
Yeah, super cherries.
Super cherries?
Yep.
Do they have capes?
Yeah, they have to go in a phone booth first.
Otherwise, they just wear horn-rimmed glasses.
Yeah. Can I say...
No. Yes, of course you can.
slight prune.
A slight prune to
sniff it.
What do you think about that one, Lana?
Prunes? So will it keep us regular?
It'll keep me regular.
So besides being like an hour at the gym, it will also keep us regular.
Oh, no. You guys know that, right? That whole statistical, scientifical thing that a glass of wine a day is like spending an hour at the gym. I spend hours a day at the gym.
I should be waif-like.
You are.
Yeah. Okay.
I smell the cherries.
I smell cherries.
And I'm doing that full mouth breathing thing.
Oh, yes, the Fleming thing.
Yeah, that I learned in Paris.
Like cats do?
You know, like how cats like smell with the insides of their mouths?
They have a Fleming organ like between their eyes.
Yeah.
And so when they lift their palate, the scent actually goes up and over. They have a secondary scent organ.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that fascinating?
I had no idea.
Aren't we nerds?
That's
going to be... Oh, never mind. Okay.
So it's like you can actually inhale it through your mouth, and that's a way of smelling it. You can inhale it and like scoot it out your nose, and that's another way of smelling wine, which I learned in Paris, which I thought was absolutely fascinating. And since it was Paris, it must be right.
At least they think so. All right, it's time to drink this thing.
Can
we please? Okay.
Here's to Fearless Comedy.
Fearless Comedy.
Felix
and nerds who know how to smell with their
mouth.
Olfactory, or with their Fleming organ.
Oh, yeah, because without Fearless Comedy Productions, we wouldn't be doing this, and, oh, is it that good, or has it just been that long?
It's just wine, but it's good.
So what do you think, Jenna? Do you like it?
I do.
Why?
I think that it has a nice openness to it. Like, it doesn't feel,
like,
closed up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like... this makes sense to me because
soft
I've
on
been
the tannins.
Here forever.
There you go.
Soft on the tannin, so you don't get that puckery, closed-in feeling on your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
She's a woman after my own non-tannin heart.
Yeah, I have... This isn't a wine that fights me back, but I don't mind. I actually really enjoy how... delicate? Can we use the word delicate on a red? It's hard to use delicate on a red.
There is a little bit of tan. It's just...
It's like right around the edges.
Mm-hmm.
It's not...
It's not slamming at you. It's not... It's not brutal.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
There's a place for brutal, and it's not in wine.
But it's not delicate, but it's not brutal.
It's
so
maybe
it's
not a...
passive-aggressive.
I was going to say...
No, that would be family.
It's not a sucker punch to the face. It's a light slap.
It's a... Oh, but it's kind of like the one that leads to something else.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. One of those.
It's like a little bit of a spink.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, my.
Yes, it's... The big bad red is a light spank to the cheek.
Oh, who's been a bad little wolf?
I'm gonna put you in the hood again, Lana.
Well, the safe word is grandma.
Oh my.
I'm surprised it isn't woodsman.
Now that goes down a whole other path.
Oh god. Oh my.
The best part about 50-hour comedy marathons is that we think we're funnier as time goes on.
That's also a great thing about Screw It is because the more we drink, the funnier we think we are as well.
Yeah, we're brilliant.
Put it together and we are going to be the funniest people on the face of the planet at the end of this.
Okay. I'll drink to that.
Me too.
For us being the funniest.
Yes.
There we are. We win.
So you were part of one of the founding members of Fearless Comedy Productions, which is cool. And how long ago did it start, and why did it start, and...
Fearless Comedy Productions, we actually started the planning, I believe it was June of 2012.
Wow.
But we had our, big launch in January of 2013.
So it's not that
old. No, really not.
This was...
Oh. No.
Okay.
And no,
so
no,
then,
no.
And then 13 would have, I don't know what year it is anymore. 14 would have been the first thing.
Yeah.
Okay. That would have been the first 50 hours.
Yes.
This is the second
and this
50
is
hours.
The second 50 hours. So we didn't have a 50 hours in 13. We had...
Shut up.
We had a gala.
Ooh. A gala?
Yes.
As I prefer to call the term?
I like gala.
Gala. You just like Gollum.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that too.
It's my precious.
Here you go, baby.
Speaking of my precious...
And so what did you do with the gala? I spilled on you. I'm sorry. Do you want
to... You know, spilling red wine is good luck. Well, you know, that you lick it off the plate. Then.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'm just...
Lick it off the bottle. Okay, so what was the gala?
The gala was pretty much friends of ours that got together and did some productions. We have several partners that are part of Fearless Comedy Productions, people that we work with but aren't actively members of Fearless. Mm-hmm. So Courtney McLean and the Dirty Curls.
Ooh, Courtney's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
So we had them. We had Ian from Drinking with Ian ran the $50 pyramid.
Yay.
We had Young Notions there, which was mine and my ex-husband's company.
Yeah.
We had
PowerPoint karaoke.
We did have PowerPoint karaoke.
PowerPoint karaoke was there.
And so why did Fearless choose to go from gala to 50-hour comedy marathon?
The gala itself was lovely. Yeah. It was a nice evening, and, you know, we still had the silent auction and things like that. But it was just, it was a nice evening. There wasn't anything very fearless about it.
It had nothing to do with comedy.
Yeah, well, I mean, there were a lot of comedy acts, but it just... It didn't grab the fearlessness, the edgy, risky type.
Like 50 hours of comedy.
Oh my gosh.
50 hours of comedy.
Yeah.
Do you feel fearless right now?
If I finish this bottle, yes, I'll feel very fearless.
Excellent. You know, we should have had her in Klingon because she's good at the spitting.
Oh, yeah. She is good at spitting.
Yes. I blame the wine. I apologize.
Oh, no. See, if you speak Klingon and you're not spitting, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Wait. I think I know. What was it? Kapla?
Oh,
very well. Success.
That's right.
Oh,
I got a little bit of it. I didn't get as much spit in there, but...
That's okay.
All right.
Really.
I'm a beginner. I'm learning.
Yes. Good job. Just
baby Klingon. Good baby Klingon speaking. Well, that's really cool, and I can totally respect this 50 hours and being fearless and all that good stuff.
Well, and or at least being crazy.
I'm thinking
crazy is...
Is
where you are right now.
We did talk about doing a smaller marathon to start. Like, I had had an idea for, a 50-hour comedy marathon for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And other Fearless members started saying
Are you saying this was all your idea?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm saying the stupidity of 50 hours may have been touched on by me. There were some other members who had suggested, we should do a 12 or a 24-hour comedy marathon. And I was like, let's do 50.
Yeah,
and they're like,
screw you.
What?
Let's do 50.
And here's the thing that I love about Fearless Comedy is that when I brought this up in the meeting, they all kind of went, well, all right, let's do that. it wasn't greatly debated. I think maybe there was
fearless. That just seems sort of resigned.
2 minutes. No, I think that there is a fearlessness to being able to look over the cliff and gather yourself and be like,
okay,
all right, I'm jumping.
Okay, like, yeah. You've convinced me that's relatively fearless.
I think it's brilliantly fearless, especially doing it on Daylight Savings Weekend.
Yes.
Where, yeah.
Wait, did I just hear I would like to say I was not at that meeting.
Or that
where
was
we
just
planned.
Not really, really identifying what was going on.
No, I was not at the meeting when the second Die Laughing dates were set.
Yeah.
So
very nice.
That's extra fearless, which is why you should donate $2,000 very quickly.
Yes.
You'll see as you scroll down a little bit on the website, there is a donate now button, and you don't have to do $2,000. Like even $10 will make a huge difference. Some people were asking why does Fearless need to do a fundraiser, and like the money goes for things like printing up scripts or paying for like props or you know stuff like that.
Venue space.
I was going to say
venue
theater space.
Yeah.
Is
theater space
hugely
is
expensive.
How much?
Very
is
much.
Just in general, theater space. Do you know offhand?
What's the range?
Depends on the theater.
Right.
Some theaters will take like a door split. Mm-hmm. But that's not very common.
Yeah.
I know that at the Bryant Lake Bowl, what they do is they take the first 150, and then you get to take the next 150, and they do a percentage split off of that.
Yeah.
So the rest of it is percentage-based. And
that's
one of the more generous venue offerings. A lot of venues need you to pay the money up front.
Yeah.
I've done some looking into rented venue for an evening at about $500.
Wow.
And that was still a really
good
price.
But that's one evening.
Yeah.
That's not... So do you need tech time? Do you need to be in there the night before, two nights before? Especially if you're doing any, anything really difficult,
technical.
Like...
Lights on, lights off.
Even if you're doing combat, and you have to get used to, even just a little bit of hand-to-hand, a little bit of tussle, you know, what the stage floor feels like, oh my God, it's really narrow and long, we need to re-choreograph
that.
This.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's great stuff for what this money goes to, so click that donate now button.
And
even a dollar, I'm sure you guys would love a dollar, right?
I would take a dollar.
Yeah, we would all take.
You know, while you're doing that, we're going to take this little break and actually have this with some food.
Yes.
And here's the sound baffling almonds. I brought the special ones. They're really expensive.
Oh,
yes,
because they
have
baffle sound.
White bread and gluten free, depending upon what you want.
Oh,
do you want some almonds?
I would love some almonds.
Either
way.
Thank you. So
gluten's evil.
Gluten.
It tastes great, but it's really evil.
Do you want some oil for your bread?
I would love some oil.
I know, isn't this fancy?
Oh, I need to tell you ladies about a thing that I do with one of my friends.
Oh, please do.
One of my friends and I, we have every, at least, usually about once a month, although not lately because she's pregnant, but about once a month, we will get together on a Sunday afternoon for wine and bread. And we call it communion.
That sounds delightful.
We could call it that.
Right?
Yes, we can. Alrighty, so you've been eating the gluten-free bread with oil, right, Lana?
Yeah.
And
wait a second. Actually, I've been eating the almonds.
Yeah.
The almonds do nothing for this wine, by the way.
The almonds
in my opinion, you might disagree. Go ahead and disagree. That'd be funny. Now that's dainty.
I'm greedy.
So is wasabi.
Yeah. But the almonds do nothing for it?
Mm-mm. I don't think so. Neither did the bread.
What do you think, Jenna? No? Nothing?
Mm-mm. Actually,
I feel like they're neither for nor against.
That's a good way to describe
it. It seems to make it a little, I mean, perfectly good wine to drink, but maybe it'd be better with something. Well, everything's better with a hamburger.
Oh,
I'll go there.
French fries or sweet potato fries?
Both. These are French fry wine. Because this is a little too sweet. The sweet potatoes it's too much sweet together.
Okay.
I'd agree with that, yeah.
How do you feel about like the bread with it?
I think the bread with it works fairly well. The bread itself isn't...
Well, when we go for the blandest stuffed, because we don't want to get in the way.
Yeah.
But which is why we're doing incredible white bread.
But although one day I think we should make some great beef dish to have with it. Have like a
beef bourguignon.
And a nice dinner party
type
thing.
Did you eat dinner before coming?
Or are you
hungry?
God, yes.
Okay.
I was like, that sounds delicious.
I had my first meal of the day an hour ago.
Good job.
Right?
Yeah. What did you eat?
I had a chicken sandwich in the restaurant downstairs.
How is the restaurant these days?
It's pretty okay.
How is the restaurant these days since the divorce?
this hotel is under construction and they're redoing everything. It's like, so is the food any good?
Well,
The food is really good. The prices are
not,
like, not. Oh my goodness, extravagantly larger than what I would prefer, but they are larger than I would, you know, generally go for.
Right.
For what you get.
Yeah, for a weekend
and
like
this.
The
hotel that we're talking about is, this is the Doubletree in Bloomington, which is also the home of Convergent.
You know,
also known as the Nerd Hive.
I was so shocked. This is the first time I've driven into the parking lot, because it's always Convergence when I come here. The first time I've driven into the parking lot, and there were tons of spaces.
I know, right?
I was like,
right.
I'm in the wrong place. Oh my God, I've got the wrong place. I was about ready to text you. I'm in the wrong place. I'll be there as soon as I can. No, I'm in the right place.
When it comes to this wine and the food, this is considered a red blend. And in my humble opinion, I'm not surprised that the food does absolutely nothing with this wine. Or the wine does absolutely nothing with this food. This is a red blend. It's supposed to be a table wine. It's supposed to kind of go with everything, and it's not supposed to overpower anything. So,
I agree.
Do you know what I feel like this is?
What do you feel like this is?
I feel like this is mild summer picnic fare.
Oh, lovely.
That sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not heavy. It's not asking you for much. It's just allowing you to experience.
It's not asking
with
you
other
for
things.
Money.
Right? Like we are. Right
like we are.
But no,
this is the kind of thing you can bring to a party and know that tons of people would drink this and be perfectly happy with it.
Yep. Which may or may not be a bad thing if you're me and Lana. I'd be like, you dick.
You know, that kind of leads into our rating system.
Yep,
we should rate this puppy.
Let's rate this wine.
Okay, so we rate on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being lowest and 5 being highest. Yes, you may use decimals, or if you want to get really nerdy, you can call them rounds. Yes, I work in IT.
Nerd.
Yeah. Anyway, so 1 is, I wouldn't drink that if they were handing it out free
at Renfest.
What?
Yeah, that's right. And we have had some incredible stuff at Renfest.
Number 2 is, we would equate this to vinegar salad dressing. Put it on your salad. It'd be good.
Yeah. 3 is, wedding appropriate wine. If they're handing it out free at a wedding, you'll drink it. It's fine. It's nothing to write home about.
You know, but I mean, you'll still drink it. You don't get pissed. You don't want to like take your card back and reduce the money you put in there.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Number 4 is, it's a bottle I wouldn't feel guilty drinking all by myself. And then of course, there's number 5.
I would tap that vintner's cask.
Yes. We've actually gone a step further. If it's really good,
yeah,
I would have that vintner's baby.
Yep, I would.
But that's really, really.
Yeah, it has to be really, really good.
Actually, I think it was a guy who first said it, so you know he wasn't going too far out on a limb.
No, he wasn't. So, but a scale of 1 to 5, what do you think, my dear?
I would probably put this somewhere between a 3 and a 4, possibly closer to 4.
So that would be a 3.75.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll go with that.
You're so mathy that way.
Yeah, sure.
Which totally, I'm 3.6.
A 3.6?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Why?
Well, it's less on the tannin, so that's why you'd give it a 3.6. So now I give this guy a 3. I could drink this. I could drink this for all day long.
And it'd be great with pizza.
Well, everything's great with pizza.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean, I would happily drink this, but it's not like a bottle that I would keep at home for myself.
Yeah. It's not one of those bottles where you go, I go to Big Top Liquors. I'm at Big Top, and oh, look at, that's the bottle we had then. I'm going to buy this again. I'm not going to seek this out. It's like, I see it at a party and go, oh, that wasn't bad. I'll have a glass.
Yeah. Yeah, but I wouldn't, like, hide the bottle somewhere so that it could only be me just drinking it for the rest of the night.
Or,
which I've never done.
Or when I come over.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I've totally hidden a bottle of wine for me.
I don't.
I'm not going to lie about that.
That's totally fine.
I have a bottle or a shelf in the basement because our basement is really old and so it's really cold down there, even in the summertime. And I have my shelf. Steve's not allowed to pick bottles from this shelf.
That's awesome.
Just because I'm married doesn't mean I have to share everything. That's a good rule for everyone to remember.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Yes, and you've got to remember
beloved.
That one.
Yes, once we finally get hitched, I'm not sharing everything. But he already knows that. It's fine. Well, Jenna, would you do us the honors and read the tasting notes? But we would like to have it done in a funny voice. Could we get, like, a voice from the audience that would be a funny voice?
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog. Would you please read this in the voice?
I don't know if I can do a Kermit the Frog,
yes,
but I will certainly do my best.
Drink until you can. Here it comes.
Who's afraid of... No. Wait. Who? More booze.
Yep. You know, if we could only have everybody in the audience drink, then, you know, once they agreed.
Who's afraid of... Yeah, I'm just going North Shore.
Okay.
With that.
That's okay.
All right.
That works.
Kermit the Frog may have come from the North Shore.
It might have been. It was kind of a nice, generally friendly kind of, you know.
Yeah. Oh, in a general kind of way, you know.
Who's afraid of the big red blend? Not us. We love the big, round flavors of California reds, and this blend is one of our winemaker's favorites. Velvety rich and sumptuous on the palate, the ripe berry and chocolate flavors meld into an aroma so enticing. You might even say, my, what a big nose you have.
That's why I grabbed this one.
Did you take that?
It's so funny.
You know, if he has a big nose.
Yes.
Never mind.
No. Please keep going.
I was thinking that, you know, it'd probably be a very big wet nose. And no, the, you know, because he's a dog.
Oh, there's so many glasses.
Yeah, we means he's healthy.
Well, that's lovely.
So what are we moving on to, Lana?
Ménage à toi. Ménage.
Okay, do that again. Say it again.
Ménage à toi. Midnight.
Oh, yeah, that was way better.
Oh, God. It's always...
Wait, do it one more time.
Okay, do it one more time. Okay.
Ménage à toi. Midnight.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Was the owl okay? No owl.
Was it a sexy owl?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it was dawn.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
If I could turn my head all the way around, I'm sure I could market that somehow.
Okay, now I'm really, really freaked out, and it takes me a lot to get there. So, moving on, darling.
Moving on to our second bottle of the evening.
For the love of all that's holy. Really?
Yeah, really?
Oh, that was satisfying.
Now
that
I feel like
delicious.
I have really earned my keep here. Okay, yep. Clean glasses all
clean
around.
Clean glasses, because we are fancy.
Fancy schmancy.
Fancy schmancy.
Okay, because I have a tendency to drip the wine.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. That's our first favorite sound.
Here, this mic is more live. Here, let's just play it this way and watch me spill that. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh.
How come your mic is more live?
I have no idea.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm just going to speak like this the whole rest of the time.
Nah, that'll be like a normal podcast.
No, this will be like a normal podcast.
Yeah, that is a normal podcast. Yeah, you don't get to see at home how much Lana flips me off during our shows.
But I only flip off people I love, so it's usually Dawn, my husband, my brother.
Your cats.
Ew.
Oh, you flip off your kitties.
Okay.
This is more burgundy-y, isn't it?
It's more on the pink side. Bubbles, what?
That's okay. It's okay. I don't think these are the dangerous bubbles.
When I see bubbles, I think of Lambrusco, which granted, okay, I will be honest. My family is French and Italian, which you'd think that would mean they really understand wine.
No.
I'm having problems seeing any light through this.
Yeah it's very it's
at
very dense.
All.
Well, it's called midnight.
Well,
yes.
Alright.
Alright, so I don't know.
I see what you did.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, it's super, super dark.
Yep.
It's a little bit more burgundy-y than our last one.
God, before the legs on this thing.
Super, these are incredible legs.
They are.
I mean, we're drinking out of really fancy plastic cups.
Well, okay, so this is not a $10 bottle of wine. It's probably more like $13 or $14.
Wow.
Look what I spent on you people.
Wow. Well, thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, damn it. We deserve it.
We always deserve
it. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Totally.
No, except for the night that we had the cheapest red in the store.
door. Yeah, the cheapest theme. Bread in the store episode. That was hysterical. If you haven't heard that one yet, we didn't tell our guests it was the cheapest bread in the store. So listening to them, this is a enigmatic bread with hints of blah. And then later it's like, that was $3.
Now, to be honest, to be fair, I did have a third bottle hanging out that was good.
Yeah, which
because,
we appreciated.
Which we had later, because that would be mean to just go, here's some cheap freaking reds.
Should we smell this guy?
Oh, please.
Oh, yes. Let's just dig your noses right in there. And ooh, what's going on? What's going on with this one?
Is it exciting?
No, it's not.
I'm
not smelling
anything.
There's
nothing there.
It smells like grape juice. And like kids' grape juice, where it's only like 40% of the sugar.
I'm not getting that either. Hold on.
It's like there's no alcohol to waft it into my nose. It's like I'm a little concerned now. Well, this is the densest color I've ever seen. It's like a black hole. That's what it is.
Oh my God.
No light escapes.
No smell
escapes.
That's it.
It is
all
midnight.
Right. It is midnight. Okay, let's...
Go ahead. Wait, we're going to toast on this one?
Mm-hmm. I didn't drink anything. No.
Here's to Jenna.
For
bidding on our podcast and being awesome and all that good stuff and contributing to Fearless Comedy Productions, which you can still do.
Yes.
I'll do.
Yeah, give this puppy a taste, and I'm excited. Mm. The smellless wine, is it delicious?
It's interesting.
Interesting how?
There's nothing going up over my palate. There's no... real smells coming over to add to the taste. It has a little bit of tannin.
Yeah, just a twinge of it. But
it's filling my mouth, though.
But
everyone knows I like my mouth filled.
And that's what I think it is.
Yeah.
It fills my mouth, but I don't really get it anywhere else.
And then
it fills your mouth, but I'm not getting it anywhere else.
Well, that's because it's in your mouth, honey. There's time for that.
but no, like normally you'll feel something going down, or you'll have an off after. I'm gonna do this straight. All right? No,
I'm
you
so
keep
sorry.
You keep going. You
we're
hang out.
We're gonna be in eighth grade while you do this.
No, that's fair.
We always are.
Usually,
we didn't warn you about that.
Usually, I'm the 12-year-old, so this is fine. This makes me feel classy.
It's our candelabra.
With the raven.
But normally I can feel something going down or like... I'm going to keep saying that until, it stops being funny to me.
You know, 3 is usually the magic number.
All right. So normally when I swallow...
Good for you.
I don't like a mess. So normally when I swallow, I can feel it going down. Or I can get like there's an air about it. There's something going on outside.
Like if you're with a vegetarian.
I've spent 50 hours here. I wouldn't.
Okay, the sweater's getting unzipped. I'm getting a little warm now.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
In my all black, which of course I'm in incognito here.
Yeah. But usually there's something instead of just what's going on in my mouth. I waited until you were sipping, but I don't think I got you.
No. All right. Spit take this time, but I've been gone before.
It could happen soon.
It just sits in my mouth. Like, it's really just there and not anywhere else, if that makes sense.
I have so many ex-husband jokes right now. I mean, I'm just not
going to. Okay. Lana? I would add, besides the fact that it fills my mouth and there's a bit of an explosion, it's subtle.
Yeah,
it is.
This one is subtle.
And it just sort of, it's an evanescence down the back of my tongue.
Whoa.
I'm college educated. I have words like evanescence.
Yeah, right. Like, I've never described anything like that with the word evanescence.
It's something that just
different thought.
Disappears, just dissipates like magic. It's a soft, smooth finish, and I have a feeling, if I'm wrong, I apologize, but I have a feeling that this might just explode with food.
Oh, explode with food.
Or explode something else.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I'm thinking. Huh. But Dawn, what do you think? Because, of course, I know you like a wine that bites you back.
That bites me back. This one does not bite.
But it growls a little bit.
It has a little bit of... Well, it's more like a little... Meh.
No.
It's like, I might be... like. Cut your face up, kind of thing. But, it's delicious. I have no issues with it.
It's a bit of a tease.
Do you mean like the little kitten gif or whichever way you pronounce it, depending on who you are, where you go to tickle the kitten and it does a little...
Yeah, it's like, I kill you! Yeah, like that thing. Yeah, that's kind of what this one is doing. It's like, look, I get you! Ah! You're dead now! Yeah, that's kind of it. It's like, it's adorable. Aww. That's how I describe this wine. It's adorable.
Really?
I have it crying.
I think it's more than that.
Oh. Okay, so this is like the dark high school goth that is kind of has that dark brooding thing, and you're kind of like, okay, so you're kind of edgy and you kind of make me nervous, but oh, look at you, you're so cute.
Oh, so like just not like when that. We were in high school, but like if you see a high school
like
goth
if you
now,
see one.
Aww.
You know what I mean?
It's like, oh, you got your whole outfit from Hot Topic.
Right? Aww. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. I'll agree with that.
You have emotion.
Aww.
And you're not afraid to show that you have emotion. You're not a jock.
With your black eyeliner.
Aww. I don't know. I can't.
Well, but there's, I mean, there's
like
also
a big, bad, and dangerous looking.
There's that. I mean, maybe it's the goth with the spiky collar as opposed to the one with like the drippy blood thing going on or whatever. But
let's ask a question.
That's like Evanescence, though. That's the band. That's what I was thinking because that's what I was listening to on the way.
So Jenna, if you were in high school right now, would you date the spiky collar goth or the dripping in blood goth?
Oh,
good question.
If I were in high school right now.
Which one would dissipate in the back of your mouth and slide down your throat?
What?
You know, okay, so my first gut reaction is the spiky collared goth.
Okay.
Like, you know, that's the initial attraction. But it might be the blood goth.
That would get you for the long run.
That would get me for the long run.
I think the spiky collared guys are just the dark version of the jocks. They're all about the shock value and very little finish.
Oh, interesting. Mm. So now, I never even considered jocks to have shock value, but okay.
Well, I went to a preppy high school, and they were the big guys. And,
oh, yeah, they all did.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyways, yeah, okay, so let's get out of high school before I start crying and reliving horror.
No, I'll just get angry.
Flashbacks.
So you also do a podcast, right?
I do.
You do two podcasts?
Two podcasts.
Oh, no.
The first one, the one that you have buttons for, is Apropos of Nothing.
Yay.
And what's that about?
Apropos of Nothing is silly ridiculousness with a couple of my friends who are also fearless founders, Matt, Alex, and Salsa Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about anything from the insightful to the inane. Mm-hmm. And we test various different types of cocktails in the name of science.
Hallelujah.
Right?
Science.
I am so excited.
I love science.
We do this for science, don't we, Lana?
Right?
We did this for the buzz.
Well, yeah, that too.
Okay.
Well, it's experimentation in many forms.
True.
And it's measurable. You have a rating system. Therefore, it's science.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you have a rating system, it is science.
Yeah.
Oh, that is getting a... Oh, more?
Yes,
even
please.
Though it's
thank
so you. Slightly inane to you, you're going to have
well,
more?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Well,
it
thank
gets
you.
Better.
The more
it
I'm
gets
drinking
much better.
It, it gets better.
It does grow
which,
on you.
I'm getting more cherry.
This might
the
be the blood
drinking.
Goth. Blood
goth.
Blood goth.
Okay.
How many more hours of this do I have left?
Oh, you know what? Until the
not,
wedding...
Not,
the,
not this,
the wedding.
The,
until the wine is gone. And it's not going to take...
What are you talking
about? Well, I'm thinking about you.
Aw.
No, I actually meant the marathon itself. But,
yeah.
I mean, I will drink until the wine is gone. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, like
oh, God, this is getting... Try it with food. Seriously.
Seriously?
I hate to interrupt
no,
you
do.
Because
super
I really
excited.
Want to hear
do.
About your podcast. But it does get better with food. And this is boring bread and olive oil.
I mean, it's supposed to be boring bread.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But according to the internet.
It starts getting better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Even, I mean, the wine it responds to white bread and oil.
Yeah.
And I think Lana is responding to something else. Is it mating time? What's going on?
I don't know if I should get closer or farther away right now.
I recommend closer.
All right.
Yes. You'll enjoy closer.
Well, no, I'm the third person out.
Aw, it's a menage
a trois.
Oh,
I'm sorry, it's a menage
a trois.
Smoochin. This has been so much to take a picture. Someone should take a picture right now.
This is the best silent auction win ever.
Oh, there's Winter. Wave it, Winter, wait. Oh,
hi.
Yay!
There we go.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you. Yay!
Okay, so it is better with food.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's
quite
like incredible with
but
food.
But again, it's, this is... Oh, I'm sorry, go on, darling.
No, I feel like it has a little bit more of a growl to it
mm-hmm.
with the food.
Yep,
it's not just waiting. It's found its moment to pounce.
So it starts with that little purry growl with no food.
It's done all of its butt wiggling, and now it's ready to attack.
Really? Is that what turns you on?
A little butt wiggle? Yes.
Yeah, right. But again, this is a red blend, and this is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to respond to food. It's supposed to respond positively, or just be that wine that still sits there and is awesome no matter what. So this doesn't surprise me.
I could seriously drink this all night.
Yeah, I think we should try.
Okay.
So anyways, about your podcast, Jenna.
We'll just drink. You just keep talking.
We hide the wine from you.
So we do try various different cocktails, and we usually have a theme every month.
Yes.
Oh. This month, and it's not always cocktails. We do all sorts of alcoholic beverages, although we generally lean towards cocktails because we love mixology. But
it's science-y.
This particular month is vodka month.
Wow.
And this is shooting vodka month.
Oh, God.
Or sipping vodka month. Vodkas that are okay on their own. So we're not doing flavored vodkas. We're not doing fused vodkas.
I'm on in April, right? I'm missing
this one. No, I was going to say, can I be in on this one?
Yeah, we'll have a conversation later.
Okay.
All right. The vodka that we had the last episode that we recorded was called Firestarter.
Ooh. Mm.
And I actually bought this for the novelty. Salsa Sterling does fire manipulation.
And he's awesome at it.
And he's really good at it. He does fire dance, fire manipulation, eating all of blowing all of it. he blows.
Yep. And if you saw Big Fun Radio Fun Time either here or streaming, Salsa was the one doing all the Foley stuff.
Yep.
So he's multi-talented. It's really cool.
A man of many skills.
Mm.
But
I like that man.
The thing about this particular vodka, I bought it purely for the packaging. Also had a date like that one. But,
I was going to say, I'm like, oh,
I've
baby, I'm so there.
Yeah, right. But
I don't know. Daniel's packaging is pretty nice.
Yeah, I know. I got lucky. I got the package and the... Well, anyways.
Yeah, you got the package and the package.
And the package.
But the packaging for this vodka... I'll cheers that, too.
Oh, my fiancé's package. Yay.
Yeah. Some of us got to be there when they first met while she was on stage.
Which was here at this hotel, as
which
a matter
was hysterical.
Of fact.
And the first thing I said was, he's such a young pup. Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
No, he had a baby face. I actually checked his ID. I didn't believe it. He's like,
good for you, though.
Yeah,
because
he said he was something like 35. Like, no, you're
I
not.
I thought he was 25. I thought, no effing way.
Yeah, anyways,
okay.
Keep going.
Go.
Congratulations.
I'm sorry.
Easily
amused.
The package. Let me tell you about
another
the package on this vodka.
Oh, a different package? Okay.
Okay. No, okay. It was shaped like a fire extinguisher. Complete with
know,
a little
right?
nozzle on the top.
A little what?
Little fire extinguisher nozzle.
Only a little nozzle?
It was a little nozzle.
Oh, if you know what
however,
so if you know what to do with the nozzle.
That's true.
I thought it was just there for decoration.
Oh.
But apparently,
what have you done
that
with
was
the
a
nozzle?
Functional nozzle.
Get out.
That is where the vodka came out from.
Really?
Yes.
Did it actually shoot out or just
it doesn't
pour
shoot
out?
It was just a pour
it
out.
Just, but still, that's great.
It sort of dribbles out.
It was, it was steady. It wasn't, you know, there wasn't a lot of force behind it, but there was a constant stream.
And so did it disappear at the back of your throat? Did it fill
seriously?
Mouth?
It did fill my mouth.
These are the moments that get absolutely edited out of our usual podcast.
I didn't know I'd want this time.
So you here at the Fearless Comedy Marathon get to know what it's really like in my kitchen when we do a podcast.
And you folks at home also get to know.
Anyways,
so it dribbled out of the nozzle.
It was a constant stream out of the nozzle. It didn't dribble.
There was a goodly amount of pressure.
Yeah, well...
An appropriate
amount of pressure.
Not
I mean,
uncontrollable.
It wasn't too much. It wasn't too light.
Yeah, you don't want too much pressure.
But yeah, so and it the flavor of the vodka, it was a very decent sipping vodka. I feel like it made a somewhat better mixing vodka, but
really?
And it well, was I like vodkas that kind of, you know, poof. Yes.
Excuse me?
How does
they
a vodka poof?
You,
I talk about
dissipate?
Wine biting me.
You like it to dissipate?
Yeah, to just dissipate.
Okay.
To poof.
To poof.
It touches there and then it just kind of evaporates.
You want
into
that
a misty...
warm feeling that slides down yet doesn't burn.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I'm right there with you, baby.
If it burns, there's a problem. Okay.
No,
did it warm you up?
It did warm me up. Yeah.
Okay.
And it was nice. It was warmy. It was a little kicky for me, mm-hmm. Because again, I like the disappearing, not the.
Yeah.
But yeah, I found it acceptable. Done previous months, we've done boxed wine months.
Oh yeah.
Yep. We have yet to do that, but it's
that'll
coming.
Be an episode.
Yeah,
all right.
I have a few I could recommend if you haven't had them.
I
probably have five at home.
I'm sorry. Okay, keep going.
There's a wide variety of
I have a question. Have you tried Rekia vodka?
Ooh. Yes, and I like it.
One
I
of
am
my
jealous.
Very favorites. That's the
are
one I have at home.
Are you can we drink your wine?
I'm all right.
Are
no.
you going? Can we? Okay.
No.
She's fine.
She's fine.
I'm fine.
She'll fight for the freaking wine.
So Rekia is one of my top three.
Ooh,
I like Rekia.
We
I
do
like,
agree on
it. Parallel 47.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
I went to their distillery. It's over in Wisconsin. It's really? A grain space distillery.
It's adorable.
It was lovely.
Adorable.
And there is something very... It's got a nice kind of slight potato feel to it, except that they don't use potato, which is amazing to me in the magical world of alcohol.
You know what? I want a potato vodka because I don't like the grain as much.
And this is why
try,
I drink wine.
Try Parallel
47. Because you'll
47,
never hear potato
it feels
wine.
Like... It has the same kind of feel, kind of the not the heaviness, but the it's not the paper that you get a lot with a lot of grains. It's got that kind of
a softness.
Yeah. It is fairly soft.
Does
anyone earthiness.
This?
I think earthiness is what I'm looking for.
Because we're alcohol nerds. Yeah. This is the place for nerds. You're
cheers.
Making fun of us.
I am. I'm making fun of you. Can I get your two even though? Okay.
All
thank
right.
you. I was making fun
God.
Of you.
I love you guys. I love you, Don.
You're number one. So that is your one podcast. What's
yeah,
your
so the other one?
Oh, wait. I want to give you the third one.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Rain vodka.
Have you
Rain?
Tried a V?
Is it purple?
No, it's actually
oh,
in a bluish container.
Oh, nice. That took me a while, but
no,
I got it.
Oh,
for some reason, I was thinking about Prince in this last couple weeks. So
Rain vodka.
Okay.
Tastes like incredibly pure water.
Mm.
Oh.
That sounds dangerous.
It is very dangerous.
Yeah, that sounds super dangerous.
It does not have burn. It does not have... There's something a little bit more than just water to it, but it tastes like... where you would think like mountain water or something like that.
And
it
then
is
you
so
just
dangerous.
Fall down.
Yeah.
That's
but it is
my
wonderful.
Kind of vodka.
There you go. So try that
okay,
one.
We're going to have to try that.
Yeah, well, game on.
Absolutely.
I met a dude at the like Crave in St. Louis Park. He was fascinating. Daniel and I were just, we couldn't get a table, so we sat at the bar. And this gentleman, this older gentleman, had a bottle. It's called the Viv, A-V-I-V. Has anyone ever tried that?
I've seen
it. I think it's a vodka. And he was like, hey, I'm one of the representatives. Do you want a shot? I'm like, meow.
Oh, gee.
He told us all about it. It was absolutely delicious.
Mm,
so, I mean,
interesting.
Yeah, it's one to check out there. But there was, like, some religious component to it where they were using water specifically from Israel and specifically to create this, like...
Okay, I'm liking it less.
No,
I'm
no,
sorry.
No. I mean, it's like that whole water-to-wine concept where it's like... Oh, come on. Jesus loved a good party, right?
Yeah. Well, they spent most of their time
miracle.
Stoned out of their heads. We know that. Their life was hard.
It sucked, but you know, I mean...
And they had no potable water.
Exactly, mm-hmm. So you drank alcohol. But anyways, Aviv, I was surprised.
Okay, anyways. We'll try it.
Yeah.
Let's give it a try. One day we're going to have to
drink something else besides wine.
Mm.
It's a little interplay of our podcasts.
Ooh,
a little crossover.
Crossover podcast.
Crossover podcast.
Like an idea.
I think we're doing it right now.
Accidental Crossover is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.
Nice. Really? mine is Accidental Cross Pollination.
Oh.
I'm a gardener.
That's I like it.
I've been yeah.
So what's your other podcast, Jenna?
The other podcast that I do is called A Real Education. It's
R-E-A-L
or
R-E-E-L.
Right?
I get it.
Yeah, you get it.
This is why I was in the Pundemonium contest earlier.
Pundemonium.
Yeah. It was great.
Did you beat Bob Alberti?
No, Bob won.
Bob, well, Bob's an asshole.
I came in.
Oh, Bob. You're so good at that.
Yeah.
You seriously are. Okay. Well, he's got to be good at one thing, right?
Right.
That's what he tells us.
Yeah.
Oh, Teresa.
God. Okay, so well, anyways. Puns and dad jokes. I mean, he's old. That's what he's got.
It's all he's got. Okay.
So by the way, I'll see you in vilification tennis at 9 o'clock tonight.
Oh, my God. You're going to be alive at 9 o'clock?
I have to be.
I'm sorry.
I'm still going to be drinking, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, she'll be fine.
I'll be preserved.
So, pickled.
Yep. So, Real Education Podcast is a podcast that I do with Tim Wick and Melissa Kircher.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
right?
Oh, we love Tim.
And we love Melissa.
And we love...
Right?
Yay, Melissa.
Yay. Hi.
We love you too, Andy. Yay.
And...
The tech.
In this podcast...
Technician.
No, she is the tech in all caps.
Oh, okay, then that's fine. Okay, go on, Jenna,
nice.
Sorry.
In this podcast, it is, and it's a Fearless podcast, by the way. It's a Fearless production.
Oh, my God.
Podcast.
Oh, God, more.
Yeah, yeah.
Please.
You have to keep drinking, Jenna, in order to get more.
Yes.
Okay.
If she doesn't keep up with us, she doesn't win a bottle at the end.
What?
No, you get a bottle.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
yes.
You get a bottle at the end.
Oh.
Bye-bye, Benoît.
You know what? We still have some of the other one.
Yeah, we do have some of the other one.
That'll and at fine. That point, we won't care what it tastes like.
No.
Nope. So, Real Education Podcast, Melissa and Tim are both huge movie expert fanatics.
I have a question.
Yes.
So, is this, because you said it's Fearless Comedy production, so this is something that if people donate, this is what it goes to?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know that any of our production fees are taken from Fearless. It's mostly more of a promotional thing, but...
Right. Yeah. Okay. It's mostly promotional. So you are not, when you click donate now, paying for other people to get drunk. You are paying for the actual performances.
Which is actually a little sad because, you know, listening to people get drunk is really funny.
Well, it's funny to us. But anyways, Jenna, go ahead.
Okay.
But Tim and Melissa are huge into movies. And I grew up under a rock.
Mm-hmm.
I don't...
You know,
you don't
look like it.
Well, thank you.
You don't have mold or anything.
Right? Well, you should check the north side. So...
Oh, wait a second.
There it is.
Oh, I see it now.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to have that looked at. So...
Yeah.
But, no, I don't make time for movies. I don't watch movies. I didn't watch a lot of movies growing up. I'm always kind of a go-do-things person. And I don't make a lot of time for that. So, in this podcast, Tim and Melissa show me movies, and movies that everybody else has seen.
Like,
Casablanca.
I have not seen it.
I've not seen that.
What?
Yeah.
I've seen a movie these two haven't seen. The podcast is a
success. Wait, we're getting a picture. Okay, thank you. Go on.
What else have we seen? I can't even think right now. Lawrence of Arabia.
I haven't seen it either.
What?
All I watch is science fiction.
Yeah, it's true.
And I've missed a whole bunch of it lately. You know, RoboCop, the remake, actually quite good.
What?
Better than the original. Seriously?
How does the audience feel about that? Would people say RoboCop, the original, is better?
Yes.
Oh.
No, there's more emotional content to the second one.
No.
See the interplay. There's more interplay because the first one, he finds out that she's already moved on with her life. And he has no contact with his wife. But in the second one, there's all this emotional contact with the wife and the son.
Would you guys agree with that?
And actually, I'm sorry, Rob Weller's not that good an actor.
Oh, no.
The second RoboCop is much better.
Jenna, tell us about your podcast.
At Convergence.
I'm actually going to interject for a second. Did you guys know?
Jose Padilla is an amazing director.
Yay.
it's a much more
and
layered...
And that's Melissa, who is...
That is Melissa, who is a part of the podcast that we were talking about.
We,
in fact, you've pretty much just seen the podcast.
Shall we rate this wine?
Let's
rate this one. Okay, so again, the scale is 1 to 5. 1 being the worst, and the I wouldn't drink it if they're giving it away free at Renfet. 5 is the I would tap that Vintner's
cask.
Jenna, what do you think? Is this 1 to 5?
For me personally, I think this is about a 3.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
It's not
maybe,
as good as the first
maybe
one.
Maybe a 3.1, really? 3.2. But there's something about, I feel like with the heaviness, I have an expectancy that isn't being met.
Oh, like you mean the color doesn't match the flavor? Is
yeah,
that what you're saying?
There's like,
that's like someone with a really big package and it just doesn't have the motion of the ocean.
Or, you know, there's a lot of length, but not of girth.
For me. Come on.
Something, you know, but a lot of length, but not a lot of girth.
There's a spiky collar, but there's no interest underneath. Okay.
All talk, no action.
Okay. It's kind of like the puffer fish of the sea. It's like, oh, look how big I am, look how big I am. And then once you get there, it's, oh.
Puff up. They hate that.
Yeah. Okay, so.
For me, it's a 3, maybe a 3.1.
Okay.
Yeah, I might drink it on my own, but it wouldn't be my first choice of things. It would be, you know, further down on the list.
I understand.
It'd be further down. Don, what would you think?
You know, I like this one better than the last one, so I definitely give this a 3.5. This isn't a bottle I would squirrel away and only drink alone. So, but I like this one, and I think it's yummy, and it has a little bit more kick to it, and I like what it did with food. It actually responded to food. Lana?
I would give this a 4.
Ooh!
And part of the reason why, you know, it's
Lana likes the spiky collar.
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm. I like the dark horse.
Oh.
He's standing in the corner. He's not attracting a lot of attention.
Oh, Steve.
But you get up in his space, and all of a sudden you start feeling a little electricity. And he brings it.
Are you having a moment? Do you need to be in your bunk?
I'll be in my bunk with Vera.
Oh, dear. Yes, again, a nerd reference. No, this starts out innocuous and gets better and better when you don't really expect it to do anything.
Yeah.
And so that's what it is. It has no expectations. Well, except for, you know, it's got this cutesy little name, but it just keeps going and going.
And going.
And going.
So this is something, now I know that my usual drinking partners would not appreciate as well as I do. So yes, I would put this on my private little shelf. For me, on the day when I'm having a bad day and I just want pizza and wine all by myself.
So,
and that's what I do. It's a 4.
So, and between the two wines, the Big Bad Red and the Ménage à Trois Midnight, it sounds like you're going for the Ménage à Trois.
I'll go for the Ménage à Trois.
Jenna, how about you?
I would go with Once Upon a Vine.
Once Upon a Vine, that was your
You
favorite?
Want the Big Bad.
The Big Bad.
Okay.
And I have to lean towards the Ménage à Trois myself, just because it's got a little bit more of a bite, which I'm kind of excited about. So
she loves the biting.
I do love
biting.
She
says she doesn't, but she really
no,
does.
No, Dawn says she does. Anyways, so we have an additional bonus item for the screw it. This is the first time we're actually introducing something called wine gums.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds appetizing, doesn't it?
Yes. It sounds like the best thing
ever.
Oh, I'd
love to have that.
This is from Brian Watson Jones, if you know him.
I love him.
I know. This is gummy candies with natural fruit flavors. And it does actually say something like there's no wine in this at all, but I thought we should try them and see what the hell.
Okay, while you're opening that,
please do.
And usually, I asked Dawn if I could read this because it's the wine that I picked up.
Yes, please do.
So the tasting notes from Ménage à Trois Midnight, this is really what sold me on wine. And you'll see why. Discover the dark side of Ménage à Trois with Midnight. A luxurious dark red blend sure to satisfy your deepest desires. A voluptuous black cherry and berry flavors with hints of mocha and exotic spices play across your lips, urging you to turn out the lights and savor the pleasures of the darkness.
Oh my. I might need to change some things, yes.
Okay, well, I guess. What I'd like, so these wine gums apparently come in different flavors.
Like, this is once you've lost your teeth.
Yeah, this is gin. I don't know why it's a wine gum. We also have more, wait, this one says port.
Ew.
Oh, you're a port fiend. I think you should have the port.
Yes, this is claret.
I'll try
You'll
claret.
Try the claret. Okay, awesome. I also have Rioja right here. You can grab any which one you want. And, of course, this is the point where we'd love to invite our audience members up to try some of these. Because,
not alcohol, so we don't have
alcohol,
this whole
so we can do that.
Of not providing alcohol to us.
If anybody, I mean, we know we have audience members. Here's another port. I don't know why it's a lighter color, but it is.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah,
I can take them around the audience.
Oh, or they can, walk. I don't think walking would kill
them. These particular folks have no problem with coming up.
Come on up. I mean, be careful with the cords, but
right. This one says hawk.
I'll try that.
Oh, I don't know what the heck
that's
that
an
is.
English. That's an English wine, and I really don't know anything about
it.
And
now here's an orange. Come
here.
On up here, Winter.
Here's claret.
There's
so,
a bunch of them. Yeah, have some
claret. And I'll have some hock.
So, what do you guys think of these? I mean, did you already eat yours? You can come up and talk into our microphones. It's okay. Well, so what do you think? Which one did you have?
I had gin, and it doesn't taste anything like a pine tree like it should.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gin is actually...
I put two of them into my mouth, and it tasted like a pina colada.
A pina colada? Which flavors did you put in your mouth?
Pina colada or penis colada?
Pina.
I think you said penis. You're right. You said
yes, this is the podcast in which penis actually
it
is
tasted
is appropriate.
Like a mid-range gummy bear.
A mid-range gummy bear? And yeah. What flavor did you have?
Gummy bear. Is it supposed to even
He didn't
say
read it. He just kind of put it
in there. It tastes like sugar. What?
No.
I don't know. Here, you can put
okay,
that in.
Okay, I just had the hawk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Here, do you want one that says hawk?
Mm.
You can have one.
I enjoy the hawk.
And what does hawk taste like?
Kind of lemony, actually.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
It's got mm-hmm. got a lemony, like a light lemony. Not like a hot toddy, like it's not as heavy as a hot toddy, but like
yeah,
it's got
more.
Kind of a
you know,
like
really
a lemon tea hot toddy kind of feel.
Duck, you missed out. Do you want to try some?
Oh,
we
true.
Have mm. wine gums.
Ooh. Wow. I do tend to collect more whites at
does
home
it
than
whites.
So what did you have, Duck?
Duck.
It was like an oranges piece.
Did,
I don't know what color
did you
that
read
means.
It?
Did you read it?
I didn't read it. I just put it
oh,
in my mouth.
Oh, you didn't know there was you didn't know there
well,
was
well done.
Or there was a label on it.
Yeah. And did you like it though?
I did. Mm. I tend to like most gummy foods.
You know, there's probably something sexual to that, but I haven't figured out how to do it. I'll think of it on the way home and I'll text
bouncing
you.
Bouncing here and there and every
wow. Well, does it, I mean, we've got some more, so if people from the audience want
they're
to.
They're very good.
Mm-hmm.
No, we have some.
I can't quite recognize the wine in the piece that I had, though.
I don't know that all of them are wine.
No, yeah. I don't see it.
Yeah, I think there is. Contains no alcohol. Right on
well,
there.
Well, but you know, if you use grapes of a fashion, you should be able to sort of make it
they're
wine-ish.
Grapes in here. Screw you, Brian Watson Jones.
I would like to announce that I do work for the fruit snacks division of General Mills. And what I taste is opportunity.
Lovely.
We just drank again. We got our wine.
More wine.
Yep,
more we didn't finish off that bottle. Let's give her some.
Yeah, I just had some water, so obviously I need to fix this.
Yeah,
wine.
Obviously the wine needs to fix the water.
So, I mean, I want to thank Jenna for joining us, but more importantly, I want to thank Jenna for contributing to Fearless Comedy Productions.
Absolutely. Everybody applause.
And part of your win was to actually get another bottle of one of the wines we featured,
yes,
which is the Once Upon a Vine, the Big
Bad
Red.
Because that's the one you liked.
Because that's the one you liked the
if
most.
If you'd like to menage a trois, I'd give you that.
Yeah, but oh well. But, you know, whatever. You just walked away with a bottle of wine. So
I
thank
did.
You so much for contributing to blah, blah, where we're at right now. I don't know.
I don't know. There's cash in the box that hasn't been tallied
there's
yet.
Stuff.
Come on.
I mean, Jenna is doing not only Fearless Comedy Productions as a founding member, but she's doing apropos of nothing. Apropos of nothing.
How much wine have you had,
not
Dawn?
Enough.
I have another bottle here if you'd like to share later.
I'm tired.
No, she's going home.
I'm
going
to go home. Aww. And a real education, which is really cool. And so those are two really fabulous things that you're up
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
And so you have been listening to Screw It,
a podcast
about
wine.
Wine improves with age.
We improve with wine.
Lana,
take our word for it.
Trust us. Lana, what's our next topic? What's our next theme?
You know, our next theme is wine gadgets.
Wine gadgets?
Yes.
But how do we decide what wine to drink with our wine gadgets?
Well, you know, we're both going to bring a bottle of wine. I have a wine.
What?
Yes.
No way.
Yeah. Or unless.
Wait.
So I have a wine aerator given to me by the incomparable Dom. And I have a really interesting thing that you've seen on my counter and you have not commented on because you didn't know what the freak it was.
No, I probably didn't.
It's a big chunk of granite.
It is a big chunk of granite.
And you put a bottle of wine in it and there's a big, huge pebble on it that's actually a lever and the wine goes through the granite, and it's a wine dispenser.
Wow.
And I have a wine decanter.
Wow.
So we're going to take wines. We're going to taste it naked right out of the bottle.
Oh, okay.
God, I like the word naked. It's so
right
much better than
bottle.
Nude, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yep.
And then we're going to try it with the aerator, and we're going to try it with the other things.
Oh, well,
all
I'm excited
stuff.
About that. So we're just going to bring, like, a basic red.
Yeah.
Like a red blend, maybe? Or
I don't care what
okay,
the
who
cares hell
we bring.
All
right, so that's going to be our next episode is the I don't care what the hell you bring.
Because we've got stuff to try it with.
Exactly. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for
donating.
Watching. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And thank you for donating to Fearless Comedy Productions. They still have more money to pull up, which I don't know how much it is. But thank you very much. Find us on Facebook, and happy drinking.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's...
Theme song.
Theme song. Hey, we were going to have a theme song. Where the
heck? Chad, where's our theme song?
Screw it. Just hand me the bottle.
Yeah.